Technology is an integral part of our business and personal lives, affecting virtually everything we experience in some form or fashion. Hello, and welcome to the new AICPA IT Section podcast. I'm your host, Dave Maresca. In this episode, you'll be getting a sneak peek at a new podcast series being offered exclusively to our IT Section membership. For information on becoming a member of the AICPA IT Section, please visit www.aicpa.org/IT offers.
I'm sitting here with Donnie Shimamoto, CPA-CITP, and Rob Fisher, CPA-CITP. So we're here to talk about business intelligence, Donnie. Why don't you, for myself and for the listeners at home, let's talk about what is business intelligence.
Okay, we're really talking not just about business intelligence, but about enterprise business intelligence. And the distinguishment that we make between the two is that business intelligence sometimes is really just this little project that's off in the corner, and you throw some IT people or some statisticians into the room and you let them go at it. When we take that and move that into the enterprise where it's really providing value to the entire business, that's when we're working with enterprise business intelligence. Every organization is a little different, and when you work with business intelligence, it's going to require different people and different expertise. What we're trying to do is really support decision making and provide insight. We want some assurance or some reliability in all of those numbers, and you know that's the CPA's job, is all about integrity and reliability of numbers.
Rob, we're going to talk to you a little bit about ensuring data quality and auditability in business reporting. That is a mouthful. Could you describe what the concept is for ensuring data quality? Well, let's put this into a context that people can understand.
It's just what you would think it is. It's, you know, what is the quality of data available to measure the business process that you're trying to measure? It's pretty simple. There's not a standard definition because it really depends. The data quality level depends on what you're measuring, but it's really about making sure the data is accurate, complete, and to the right precision level to measure the process that you're trying to measure. It's really important that you have a process that once you have this information available to do reporting on, that you have some way to prove that it's quality data. And then from an auditability standpoint, because you're talking about integrating data from several internal systems, external systems, and other data, you have to make sure that that's auditable. So what do we mean by auditable? Just things like being able to trace it back to where it came from, to being able to understand that if data went through a transformation to be report ready, what were those transformations and how can we ensure that they were transformed correctly? A lot of times when you're building a business intelligence system or process, you define sort of what the end looks like. You know, these are the reports you want, these are the things you're going to look at, and you've got to, you know, and maybe a technical team deliver those to you and they all look great, and then the CFO says, how did you come up with that number? And if that particular question is difficult for you to answer, then you've not given enough time and attention to data quality and data auditability, because being able to define what's behind that number is really what business intelligence is all about.
CPA's job.
And so a CPA-CITP probably knows all of these languages, right, is what we're also seems like I'm hearing anyway, and that if in an IT curriculum you didn't learn certain things that this whole process requires, and in a CPA curriculum for a young person, they only learn the business side of it. You have somebody who can bridge both those together, it might be good to have them on that team that's involved in this whole thing.
Well, you're not talking to an objective audience here.
Well, hey, I figured you guys would jump in and say, yeah, Dave, that's great. That's actually exactly what we're saying.
But we actually do believe that. I mean, that's obviously what we think our value in the market. If at a minimum, we're that translator, we're the person that can help talk to the technical folks and the business process folks and really help things work. But maybe more so, we kind of a full service provider, so to speak, you know, or anything from helping to define the process to applying the technology.
You know, this has really been a differentiator for me, where I'm able to win engagements competing against the Big Four or even competing against other large firms within my state because I have the CITP.
Great. All right, well, thank you very much for taking some time out to sit down with us. And again, Donnie Shimamoto, Rob Fisher, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the new AICPA IT Section podcast, and be sure to be on the lookout for new episodes. To find out more information on becoming a member of the AICPA IT Section, please visit www.aicpa.org/IT offers.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.